Audio morning brief for the stock market. I'm Rich Posse for Critical Point, 6:45 a.m. Eastern Time, July 14th. A little later this morning, or sometime today, I think we're going to hear of J.P. Morgan earnings, so that may excite the market and perhaps not, or at least do something in the banking sector stocks. Overall, though, it seems like the news front's rather quiet, but we're kicking off the earnings seasons here, so I don't know how long that'll last. Then when next week, or I'm sorry, the following week on July 26th, we should see the Fed Reserve result, whether they raise rates or not. And then also near the end of the month, we should see the PCE inflation report. But other than that, we really don't see a lot of news from now into the start of August. And we're finding a difficult time of what would be shocking, bearish, surprising news. And what kind of data or reports coming down the line that we're not thinking of that can cause some shocking, bearish information. And it's just not there. We think it's bullish. We think it's going to be an up month here, but they could sell near the end of the month going into that Fed Reserve meeting. And they may sell at the start of the month just to establish the low of the month for August. And then we think August will finish as an up month. All right, so on a really short-term basis, the market is in a level three uptrend. That's the largest and normally longest trend during a month. It's the best demand. And then you get a level three downtrend every month. And they occur at different times of the month. And they can have an overall bias for or create an overall bias for the month. It's how we do business. It's the present in all liquid free markets, okay? This level three trend, I think it was yesterday, I gave reiterated the upside targets of 45.50 on the weekly chart and 45.55 on the daily. That's still valid. It's a nice little range. We need to keep it in mind. And we may see that by next week, but I can see how it may even delay into August. I can also see how we get close to 45.50 and everybody says, well, we all knew it went there. We played for it. We're not going to push it to make it an exact target. We're going to start selling ahead of it, okay? So I can see we could be a little shy, especially going in next week. It may not meet the 45.50. Now, I also mentioned I could probably come up with some much more short-term targets along the way towards 45.50, and I did that yesterday, and lo and behold, the cash market ran to the first one. The first target was 45.13, and the market closed at 45.10, but it actually went to 45.17. It poked through it, backed off a little bit. Might have been just coincidence, but I thought it was fascinating that it struck that level. Now, the next level is 45.29, and this is, again, for the cash S&P 500. And then the next level is 45.45, and keep in mind the 45.50 to 45.55. Now, the daily indicator is widening spread as of yesterday for the cash, a wide enough spread to suggest chance of lingering near-term upside momentum the next 1 to 3 days. Well, today would be day one, Monday, Tuesday, day two and three. The model is warning that that level three uptrend could end today, but preference is sometime next week, and today would just be the earliest day. So we're going to hold out for something higher next week as well. But it does bother me that that indicator I just discussed as one of our favorite of a handful of indicators is now overbought. So it is warning the upside may now be limited. It is warning somebody may put the brakes on. It's warning we should consider a chance for a top, a sell signal someday. And therefore, we should consider the model's warning or notes here or opinion, whatever, that we can have a top today through next week. It could stay up all the way to the end of next week, but it's likely to occur early to mid next week is best forecast. So we think there's even a chance to move higher today, but as we dig deeper into those intra-week to intraday swings and the money flow and the patterns, we're not sure, okay? We're just not sure. It may be a down day today and then up on Monday. And may go higher still. Something we have to consider then is starting today through next week, a negative down day, a lower close, even better still, a negative reversal day, meaning up, then down, and close lower. You should consider that could be a sign of a level 3 top, even if we don't alert you, and we probably won't. We haven't been alerting all that much on level 3s for a couple years now, okay? We just have this focus of those bigger trends. That's the what we want to concentrate on, sell signals and buy signals to help you. But now, I'll discuss in a moment, larger trends can also top now. But first, let's consider those upside objectives. Let's also consider yesterday was a second gap higher. Now, that's a sign of a very strong market. But unfortunately, when you get two gaps up, you also have to think it may be exhausting. It may be about over. The strength is done buying. The strength's about done, okay? And especially if we get a third gap, you might as well bet it's over. At least that's how it works in commodities and some individual stocks, maybe not so much stock indexes. I went back a few to several years to look at gaps, to saying how often they filled. Well, fascinating, they were all filled from November 2020, but in November 2020, there was actually two gaps, I believe, one larger than the other, one stood out more than the other, and they were not filled. Now, one of them, maybe it was just not that important. You could argue it wasn't just really a gap to be a target. But the interesting thing is, the market can forget about them and go on. So is this market that strong that it's going up? We're very confident it's going up into September, on up into November, okay? But there's going to be setbacks along the way, maybe some of them large. But what's interesting is these gaps seem like they're just too big. They just stick out there like sore thumbs. I think they got to get filled. So the problem is we're concerned that someday it is going to wipe out yesterday's up move. It is going to come down to the prior closed day or somewhere around there. But it may even wipe out the prior closed, prior day's gap higher so that it wipes out the recent 2 days of up move so that it may even return to 44.40s to 44.50s or something like that, or 44.60s. What I'm wondering is if this market can push closer to 44.50, are we? I'm sorry, 45.50. Are we also setting up for a 100-point drop to 44.50? And we may. So keep an eye on those gaps. Question: just how high should we be paying right now? But also recognize the market's quite strong. And unless the earnings season goes bad, this earnings season might make this market go higher all next week. All right. So I've given you some upside objectives, but I've also warned you what might become downside targets in coming days, in coming weeks. In other words, consider 44.80s could be a downside target, and 44.40s to 44.60s could be downside targets. I'm quite confident this market's not going below 4,400 the rest of this year. Maybe something will go wrong, but that's what I'm looking at. Meanwhile, I've given you some upside objectives to consider. Yes, we have objectives in 4,600s, 4,700s, 4,800s. It may go all the way back up and wipe out the 22 decline and do that by the end of this year. But I think that's a bit optimistic, and we want to take it one step at a time. And for the moment, the more important target we're using is about 45.50. Now, let's move to the weekly chart, and I want to touch base on it. And what I'm thinking of is, yes, we have that 45.50 upside, but what we have to consider is this week or next, it can top for a level 3, and that's going to be the second of three opportunities to top for a far more important level 2 and level 1 trends, the most important trends during a year. And the bottom can show up towards the end of this month, but it may even delay into the early first half of next month. So we could have 2 or 3, 4 weeks of decline or just stalling out range trade, but it might only be just one down week or a week and a half, something like that. It may not last long. So I don't know if it's really worth getting concerned over should we be selling this level one, but we're going to do the best job we can to time it. And I hope you'll forgive us if we time this one by next week and say, yes, level one top, only to see it right back up by the end of the month. And then we got to time it again. And then once we get into August, especially a few days after the start of August, we'll give up timing it and we'll just assume it's going to be higher late August into September. And then hopefully we can catch that bottom for you. Some things you could watch in the meantime until we call it and might protect you in case we miss it, or that we're too slow, that the market if we see a down day now through next week, that could not only be a sign of starting a level three, but if it is starting a level three, it can be a sign of starting level two, level one tops, and the market could decline. And my gut feeling, and the model is pointing in this direction, they're probably going to sell from sometime next week into the following week. In other words, sell into the Fed Reserve's meeting. And they may bottom ahead of the meeting. They may bottom on the day of the meeting, which I think is July 26th. And they may bottom just a little after it. And if they don't like what's going on, they may not bottom the market until we get into that first week of August. But that's probably about it. And then the market ought to go up for the rest of August on into September, set back in October, or just September, and then it'll go higher in November, and then we might see some profit taking into the year. That's our script. That's our best script. So the point is, if you see that negative day, and I think you should probably stomach it and wait to next week, but if you're getting nervous that it's time to set this market back, if it's closing lower today, that may be a sign it's over, and it might slide into July 26th or a little earlier or something like that. But we're going to try to hold out to see if they can push a little higher into next week, a little closer to 45.50, if not hit it. And then we think it's going to work as resistance and they'll sell it and they're going to back it off. So that's what we're watching from very short term all the way out to intermediate term. But there's nothing to watch or reconsider on long term. It's a bull market, okay? So keep that in mind. It's going to be tricky today. If they want to sell today, it may only be a level four intra-week, intraday move, and they're back pushing it higher still by Monday, Tuesday. I'm rather hopeful they just don't sell it much today, hold it up there, and they'll encourage me to buy the close today to give it a chance to go higher next week. That's our preference, is to go higher some of next week as well. And hopefully the earnings are going to come out and help us. And maybe the earnings can actually excite the market and we can get to 45.50 after all and easier, better. And maybe we even put the market higher than that. I don't see any complications. Frankly, I think we've found a new floor price right around 43.80s. Okay. But to be safe, we ought to look a little below 43.80s down to about 43.30s or something like that. Ought to be a band there of a floor price for the rest of this year. So granted, we might see as much as 100-point setback in the next couple, 2 or 3 weeks here at some point, but I'm a little concerned it might be less than that. Is it really worth trading? I mean, this is the most important signal. Like in commodities, I always tell, especially farmers, producers, sell every level one you can find unless the market's already off a considerable amount for the year and it's harvest time and it's time to consider a bottom and the lowest price for the year. Sometimes we'll get a level one sell going into that bottom. And I'll say, you might want to ignore that just because it's a low price. But I said, if it's a fairly high price during the course of the year, you sell every level one, all right? Well, for them, that's a different story. They have to take care of business every year, each year, and during the year. For investors, probably should do something like that, but I can see why maybe this is the time to say this bull market is so strong going in next year, maybe we can forget a few level ones. We'll just watch them, and hopefully the model's accurate, and that will increase our confidence in the model, so when we do get to one that we'd like to sell, we'll have the confidence to take it. And likewise, as far as looking for other opportunities to purchase more stocks, what it's warning is probably ought to wait a little later this month on into early August and buy it, okay? What it's really suggesting is continue to buy dips. And it's suggesting this uptrend since March, more likely since May when we fixed the debt ceiling default, the most recent trend, I wouldn't be surprised this level one sell signal is not going to tear down that trend. It's not going to break it. So I say there's far more upside and far more time to go up. But the problem is we got an important little fluctuation here, one of the more important during a year, more important during a long-term bull market that can occur in the next 2 to 3 weeks. And maybe it'll be shallow, maybe it'll be meaningless. But history shows most of the time it's a nice little setback. And some of the times it's a sizable setback. We're just finding it difficult. Where are we coming up with the news that's going to make it a sizable setback? I'm not convinced this one is worth selling, but don't let me talk you out of anything. That's just my subjective gut feeling. The model really isn't saying that. The model doesn't really give a damn. The model is just saying, we're going to have a level one downtrend. Whatever happens, happens, and that's the best the model is going to help. And it's going to try to find that top for you, and you may be able to find it on your own in the sense that any down day, now and through next week, could be the sign it's time to pull it down for something more important, that level one. So keep that in mind. But as today, do I have a sell indication? No, we're not going to call it. If we miss it, we miss it, okay? You might be looking to trail stops to sell on the way down just in case you don't react fast enough and we don't react fast enough. Any rate, yes, something's coming in a couple of weeks, but my gut feeling is we need to give the earnings season a chance to maybe push this market higher some next week. Now, in the interest rate market, big setback, but it is due to snap back up eventually. You would think they might put interest rates up ahead of the Fed Reserve meeting, but keep in mind, they do this for inflation and Fed Reserve. They might put it up, but then just as they get close to the meeting, they may put it down. Interesting enough, okay? And I really do think the bulk of Wall Street believes the Federal Reserve will only raise one more time and it's all over. So they're telling themselves, don't get scared over the if they raise it. Don't get scared over this meeting. Stay focused. And that focus is more bullish than bearish right now, okay? And even some members saying, well, they shouldn't raise it, but they probably will. And there's very few saying they won't, but again, it's very few, okay? So, but do realize interest rates can recover. They've had a nice setback. It's helped us this week for this bull run, and it may work against us sometime next week if they start putting those rates up ahead. And again, they may not even put the rates up until the following week as they get closer to that Federal Reserve meeting. We don't know the timing of it, but there's probably going to be a rebound in interest rates. The dollar, same story. There's probably going to be rebound in dollar, and I've changed my mind on the dollar. Instead of going lower for several weeks now, I've delayed that level one bottom to right about now, next week or so, so it can get some stability going into August. But I don't think it's going to be bearish stocks, but it might not really help out our bullish forecast that much. I don't see the rest of the outside markets bothering us. I don't see the economy bothering us. I think at the moment it's all about earnings, but in second place is the chart watchers, including the technical and the quantitative price people with their indicators. They're all looking at this saying, this has been a wonderful up move, but isn't it kind of over getting carried away here? Shouldn't we knock it down some? And by the way, we got two gaps in the charts. Shouldn't we knock it down towards those gaps? Keep that in mind. Keep looking over your shoulder. But for the moment, I'm going to give it a chance to be higher next week. Past results are not a sign indicative of future results. Have a great day, great weekend. Thank you.